It's like you just do what's hard until it's not hard anymore. It's like if you broke your hand and you weren't used to riding with that hand, and then you're forced to, you know, ride or to use chopsticks or to do something. Once you do it enough, it becomes, you know, a casual thing to do. You know, once you get that taste of victory and you're like, wow, well, maybe, well, I want to keep going on this path. Visualize, definitely. That's kind of the thing for me. It's always been like, well, what's it going to look like, and what's it going to feel like, and what am I going to be wearing, and what, every little detail, and visualize yourself winning. You know, like, what are you going to do after? You know, you just project it, and it happens. And I've always kind of like set goals for myself. That's a huge one. Set the goal of like, what do you really want to do? Like, what is it in the end? For me, I would always set up like a fun goal and then like a serious goal. You know, even those slight step backs are actually, you know, to leap forward in a way, you know, because how are you going to know where you lay in the whole, you know, field of things and what's going on? It's to take a step back and then go, okay, you reassess, refocus. You know, and I've been to contests before where I really wanted to win and I put everything on the line for that event and I didn't win. And I went like, man, you put too much pressure on it. You know, you did this, you did that. There's such thing as over practicing too. You know, a lot of guys show up at the competitions and they, you know, there's 2 hours to ride and they ride from, they're the first one there at the gate. They ride 2 hours and then, you know, they landed their run, you know, 15 perfect runs, and then they get to the contest and they fall. I'm like, yeah, because you just nailed it 15 times. You know, it's like rolling dice. You're going to hit seven. Like, you're going to crap out and, you know, like, save it for the real contest. Like, you know, you got it. You got to, you know, be your own friend in that scenario. And that moment of like, well, I put in the work and it's the actual, like, that's what you're going for. And yeah, you said in business, you can fail here and there. And it's the same idea of like trying something over and over and just finally cracking the code on it. And then once you get that win, you get that experience and know that you can succeed, it's that like I said in competition, that seed of doubt goes away and you show up to win every time. It just, that's the only option, you know, and once that's the only option, it's even more obtainable. You know, you have that in you, and projecting that positive thing always just leads to better outcomes either way, you know, and even with pressure as well. When people say like, how do you deal with the pressure? And I'm just so thankful for the pressure, you know, like they're like, everybody thinks you're going to win the Olympics. And I go, well, if everybody thinks I'm going to win, that's great. Like that's a lot of people believing in me, thinking that I can do it. Hey, maybe I just might be able to do it. You know, if you, instead of letting it weigh me down, like, oh my God, all these people are expecting this from me and I'm expecting this from myself and it's just too much, I can't, like, no, it's such it's a blessing. It's a great thing to have people counting on you and needing that. And it's all kind of leading up to that sort of like, you know, you can win, you've felt it before, you know what's obtainable, everybody else believes in you. It's like your team rather than letting it weigh you down. So if you can kind of put that subtle spin on things and use it to your advantage, it's always a better scenario. And you keep trying to better your craft. And then within that, there's a team element. You gotta know your strengths and your weaknesses. It's kind of like knowing yourself as well, knowing your strengths and your weaknesses and kind of sticking to that. Like, what are you really good at and what are you not? And being real and honest with yourself about it. There's a difference between like working hard at something that you're not good at and forcing it. And that's kind of the inner question you have to ask.
Positivity can change the outlook of your whole day. Your productivity increased, work rate increases, where your life falls into place. With one switch of perspective, one change of attitude on just one day can change your whole future. Your future is in your hands, and this is what you can achieve.
Just keep going. When it hurts, just keep going. When you fail, just keep going. And when you fall, just keep going. When you want to give up, just keep going. When your luck is done, just keep going. Don't stop, just keep going. Don't wait, just keep going. No matter what, keep moving. Stopping is for quitters. If you lose, it's okay. As long as you keep going and as long as you keep moving. But if you lose and you stop, then you have failed. You're relentless. You will push, push farther than before, climb higher and climb to heights you've not seen. Because progress is progress. It doesn't matter if you move forward 10% or 0.01%, as long as you've moved forward. As long as you do this day in and day out. Because above everything else, consistency is key. If you consistently take small steps, one day you're going to look back and see just how far you've come.
Today can transform to become something with potential. All it takes is a smile, seeing life from a different angle. You have this power. Now is the time to become someone you know, someone you trust, someone you can believe in. Today, right now, is the foundation for progress. Progress takes you towards a future where you succeed. Succeed towards a life better than best. This attitude takes you to a place full of potential. This is the time to finally succeed. A place full of potential. This is where it begins.
You know, I always see those guys who come into the gym and they work intensely for just 1 3-hour session and then I never see them again. I see the guy getting up at 4 a.m. for a week, and then he never does it again. But the guy who trains 1 hour a day consistently, all year, beats the other guys. The guy who wakes up at 6 a.m. every morning consistently beats the other guy. It's about consistency, consistently moving forward. Little steps every day over the year, it's gonna add up. Small moves in the direction of your goal every day are going to add up.
Light up your day. Become something. Become something of substance. Change takes work. Work. Hard work. Work that directs you towards your future fueled on success. Your success. For this to happen, the work starts now. Your life starts now. This is where everything finally falls into place. Everything defined by you and only you.
Soon, you're going to be where you want to be, but you must keep moving forward. You can't stop and you can't stand still. You got to keep pushing and you got to keep going and you have to be the clock. You're always running. You are always consistent and you're constant. You're not a quitter. You are not a stopper. You're a winner because you never give up. You will succeed because you're moving in the right direction.
Take this risk for your future, for a life full of strength, a life with a future that is worthy of your work.
Yesterday, I had a long time to think about my life. So I sat down and I wrote a list. I thought of all the dreams I've ever had, from the earliest memory I've ever had. And I stared at this list that I'd made. Fantasy or not. So I made a promise to myself. I knew I had to achieve as much as I possibly could. I knew I could start today with a different purpose than yesterday. Do you know your why? Because I had everything I could ever need to check off these goals. It was so simple. You know what it was? Belief. I now had the drive to make it through the list, to tick off each goal day by day. How about tomorrow you make the same list I had? Tomorrow, before you even had the chance to wake up, grab a piece of paper and a pen and physically write them down, take the burden out of your head, and then I want you to stare at them, look at them face to face, stand up to your fears. Use this list as your superpower. Every day, look at this list to inspire you. Use this list to drive you forward. Feel the satisfaction of crossing them out, ticking them off, and completing your goals. Make this list your power. The power that you need to succeed. The power you need to move so far past your potential that you become the person you never thought you could become. Make it past your fears. Make it through your boundaries. Make it past the rejection, the regret, and change. You are more than what you achieve. Be because you are the person that has grown. The person with the determination to make it past the list you originally made to complete the goals you thought were unimaginable.